Shalom, everybody. In the fifth aliyah of Parshat Ha'azinu, we have 11 psukim, and in this aliyah, Moshe continues his shira. Moshe here says that the nations must understand that Jewish people suffer only because Hashem allows it to be so, and even that suffering comes only from Bnei Yisrael's own actions. All the gods which they had worshipped were unable to bring them, to help them. When Hashem punishes them, God forbid, only Hashem has the ability to cause death or to bring life. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, and elsewhere says that one of the signs of Mashiach is chutzpah yazge, that chutzpah will grow and flourish in the world. And the Piazetzna Rebbe, Rav Klonimus Kalman Shapiro, who was murdered by the Nazis in 1943, the Piazetzna says in his introduction to Chovat Talmidim, that chutzpah hi lachshov et atzmo ve'et da'ato l'ne'emanim uv'tuchim lismoch aleihem. He says that chutzpah is a phenomenon whereby a person thinks too highly of themselves. They think that their opinion is worth more than it really is, that no one has anything to teach them. In other words, chutzpah is this lack of the basic midot of modesty and unpretentiousness and discretion. And Chazal therefore say that one of the signs of Mashiach is a generation of chutzpah yazge, a generation of selfishness, of inward focus, and of bloated self-worth. Perhaps one can suggest that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Ben Attar, who died in 1743, perhaps one can suggest that in our aliyah, we hear the exact same thing, that there is a pasuk that refers exactly to that time period of chutzpah yazge. The Torah in our aliyah says in Perek Lamed Bet Pasuk Lamed Vav, Ki Yadin Hashem Amo V'Al Avadavi Necham Ki Yireh Ki Ozlat Yad Ve'Efes Atzur V'Azuv. God will judge His people. He will comfort His servants. Al Avadavi Necham. He will have seen that the power is gone. Ki Ozlat Yad Ve'efes atzur v'yazuv, with no protection and no one to help. Perhaps one can suggest that the Or HaChaim here says that it refers to chutzpah yazge. Let me explain. How does the Or HaChaim explain this pasuk? Ki yadin Hashem amo. When, this is the Or HaChaim now. When Hashem judges his nation and deems it worthy to save them after suffering, God forbid, says the Or HaChaim, v'al avadavi nacham, Hashem will save them because of His servants, because of the tzaddikim of the generation, the servants of Hashem, they are the ones who are worthy of being saved. And it will also be because, excuse me, ki yireh, because Hashem will see, ki ozlat yad ve'efes atzur v'yazuv, Hashem will save Bnei Yisrael, because He will see that the power of those servants, the power of those tzaddikim, to give musr to the people, that the power will be gone. No one will listen to them. And why won't people listen to them? What would stop people from listening to tzaddikim? Perhaps one can suggest that the reason is exactly what we said a moment ago. Chutzpah yazge. Because people will become so inwardly focused, because people will have such a falsely inflated self-worth that they will ignore the advice from others. Imagine a person going to the doctor, and the doctor tells her that she has, God forbid, a certain condition, and she has to start taking medicine, or the condition may become dangerous. And this patient, who has never taken a biology class since freshman year of college, says to the doctor, "No, I'm fine. Have a nice day," walks out of the office. We would look at that patient as being foolish. I'm not saying you can't get a second opinion. I'm not saying that you can't weigh what the doctor says, of course. But to completely ignore what the doctor says because I know better, with absolutely no background, with no reason to contradict that doctor, that would be foolishness. And yet that happens in our world all the time. Our teachers, our advisors sometimes tell us that we need to improve in this way or that way. And we say, "No, thank you. Have a nice day." That's chutzpah yazge. We know better. It's crazy. And therefore, in this time of year and all year round, we should be zocha emirtz Hashem to serve Hashem, to be able to have enough humility to listen to other people who are only there trying to help us. Let us serve Hashem in that way, and not with chutzpah and with arrogance, God forbid. Have an amazing day, everyone.